Salaam. Welcome to day 8 of course 4. Today, the word that we are going to be discussing is the fifth word of the chapter, the first chapter, Al-Fatiha, of the Quran, that is the opening chapter of the Quran. So far, what we have studied is Alhamdulillah, which is the final praise and recognition is for Almighty Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabb. And then we studied what is Rabb. He is the maintainer, the sustainer. He is the deity that has brought everything into creation and then specialized it. Given it its design and its specific function. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabb. And then we studied Al-Alameen, which is he is the sustainer and the nourisher and the maintainer of the worlds of all times and all possible worlds. It's not just a simple universe. We may be talking about multiverses. And then we may be talking about eternity. It is not just space and time as we see it. So the word Al-Alameen contains all that detail in it. Then we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And I explained the meanings of these words when we went over Bismillah, which is the opening phrase of all recitation of Quran and all prayers and everything that Muslims do. So we went over the detail of Rahman and Rahim, which are two names that Allah Almighty has selected for Himself. And He describes Himself in these words. What is the root is Rahama, which is the womb or the uterus of the mother. And if there has to be an example of absolute unconditional love that we can understand, it is that of a womb which contains a fetus or a baby. And the pain and the misery through which this womb goes through and how it nourishes the fetus with its blood and nutrition for 9 months and then gives birth to it. There cannot be a better example of unconditional love. So Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim was discussed as well. And today, the next word that we are discussing is Malik, which is from the Arabic root word of Malaka. Now, this is a very interesting root word, you know, because it has so many implications. It has so many derivations. But since, you know, this is more of an introductory level discussion that we are having, an introductory level session, I will not go into the intricate details of how many linguistic terms are derived from this simple root. But just to give you an idea that this is the root for angels as well. The name of angels in Arabic is Malaik. And it comes from this root. And it's very strange that the root word also forms a word called Mulk, which literally translates into country, a country. Or it also gives rise to a word Mumlika, which means a nation. So what does Malik mean actually? Now, simply translated, Malik means owner. And this is an owner, this ownership that Malik denotes is undivided. So, you know how we, when we look at, supposing we're looking at a piece of property, and we say, who owns it? And somebody tells us, oh, these three brothers own this property. Well, okay, so the three brothers, I mean, do you have equal shares of this property? Who's the senior most partner? Now, who's the one who has the authority? It is not only ownership, it is authority. that is included in this root of Malik, in this word Malik. So Allah is the one who owns and then who exercises absolute authority. Absolute authority. So once we reach that owner who exercises absolute authority over that property or piece of land or whatever we are looking at, you know, and we ask them, oh, it's you, you know, you are the owner and you have the authority to give us this property or this piece of land. So, you know, have you been taking good care of it? You know, how have you maintained it and how have you taken care of it? So that denotes responsibility. So Malik is somebody who is the absolute owner and he or she is the only owner. It does not share. There are no shares, there are no dividends, there are no partners. Malik is Malik, one owner. And that one owner has absolute authority over whatever he or she wants to do with the property or with the, you know, what he or she owns, with the owned item or object. And it is not only authority, because simple authority may actually lead to a total destruction of that what is owned. You know, if I feel authoritative, but I'm irresponsible, that means that whatever I own is going to end up in a disaster, is going to end up dead or finished. You know, it's just like a little child who is pulling the fish out of water, thinking that it is saving the fish's life. You know, it may sound funny, but because the child has no idea, he has no knowledge, and he is not responsible enough to take care of the fish, so the authority that he or she is exercising is a disaster. So this authority is in absolute perfect balance with responsibility to take care of the of that what is owned and to maintain that what is owned, which we have already studied in the word Rabb. So this Malik is the sole owner who exercises absolute authority with impeccable responsibility. You know, such responsibility that, you know, this Malik never sleeps. He never even dozes off. This Malik has no days off. This Malik is watching continuously, is protecting, is maintaining, is taking care of, is nourishing and nurturing whatever it owns. And not only that, you know, this Malik, after all the conditions that we have for this Malik, you know, are fulfilled, ultimately this Malik can hold its possession accountable, because this Malik or this leader, this supreme being that is in complete authority and that is the complete owner, also knows, because he has created what he owns. Can you appreciate the difference between myself? You know, I go and buy something, I go and buy a blender and I say that I'm the owner of this blender. But I don't know how to operate it unless I've seen the operating manual. I don't know, I may burn it, I may, you know, I may destroy it because I don't know how to use it. I did not design it, I did not create it. But this Malik that I am describing for you, that Allah calls himself, is such that he's the creator as well. So he knows the shortcomings and the deficiencies and the excuses that his possession may pose, and he knows how to hold them accountable. Not only does he know all the needs of his creation, he knows that, you know, what loopholes this creation will use and the kind of excuses that his creation may find, and the transgressions and the disobedience, because he created everything. He even created Satan. He knows. So his knowledge is absolute. Now this is the kind of Malik that Allah is describing himself as. You know, this is Malik. And this is his control. And this is his dominion. And this is his power that he exercises over his creation. So this word, you know, it's a very powerful word. And it's actually an overwhelming term that comes as soon as we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, you know, ultimate mercy, 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 and absolute mercy, and, you know, and repeated oft merciful, repeated mercy, then we say, along with this mercy, he is the Malik of his creation as well. This is to remind us of the limits that our Creator imposes upon us. This is a quick reminder to remind that although he is oft merciful and most merciful and merciful beyond imagination, this Creator is also the authority who is watching over and who controls everything, and nothing is out of his control. So it's a very, very interesting sort of an interesting turn in the chapter where this comes, and actually what follows it will surprise you even more. But for today, the word that we were discussing is Malik. And I hope that I could make it clear to you. Much love and dua. Salaam.